We're here with Adam at the Field to the Heel trip. And as always, a great opportunity for our members. Tell us a little bit about what exactly this trip does for the membership.
Well, we're honored to have a bunch of people, members, who are willing to work. They understand the importance of having relationships with their members of Congress, and so they come to Washington, D.C. They leave their field, their place of business, and they come to Washington, D.C. and actually meet their representatives in their place of work, where they're doing business, trying to represent them and bringing their issues to them. So our members are willing to do that, and it's a great opportunity to build relationships and to get our message across and show our members of Congress that we're serious and that we're needing to get some things done.
A lot of issues to be talking to Congress about. Touch on a few of those and what members will be trying to get across to their representatives.
Well, we have four main issues that we're talking about this week, and one is trade and the three pending trade agreements, South Korea, Panama, and Colombia. Those are all three very good trade agreements, not only for the U.S. as a whole, but for Florida in specific. Florida stands to gain about $65 million dollars a year in additional exports. So it's a big deal for Florida and a big deal for the U.S. as a whole. And there aren't really a whole lot of negatives associated with these trade agreements, as in sometimes Florida's been that crossways with some trade agreements in the past. But these three are really good deals that we're trying to get pushed through. Another issue is numeric nutrient criteria. You know how much we've worked on that issue in the past, but just keeping it in front of our congressional delegation because it's a bad deal for Florida, and we really need to get that stopped. And there are several things that we're focusing on that. Also, immigration reform. I mean, workers, we always need workers in Florida, need a reliable process to get workers and keep them employed. And so keeping that in front of our members of Congress as well. And also energy. That's a big deal. Being energy independent in this country is huge. We look at gas prices, fuel prices just soaring, and we in Florida stand to gain as far as producing fuel in the future. So those are just kind of the broad issues that we're talking about with our congressional delegation.
And obviously, like we said, y'all talk to delegation, y'all work year-round on these issues, but for them to be able to put a face to the issue is really important for them.
Absolutely. The fact, I always go back to the fact that the people are willing to come up to Washington, D.C., not to sightsee. Just look at our agenda and you'll see that our people aren't here to sightsee. We're working, we're walking the halls, we're making meetings and talking about issues, and the fact that our congressional members see our folks walking into their office with talking points, making the time and effort to come to their office, it shows that they're serious, and I think it actually does something.